So I remember when I was a little girl, when I would go into town with my mother, that sometimes there would be these very old men wearing uniforms standing outside of stores downtown, and they were selling little red paper flowers. For a quarter, you could get one of these little red paper flowers to wear. They were poppies. And I didn't understand the reason why they were selling these poppies, but there's a story to it, of course. Before World War I began, Europe was a beautiful, beautiful place. It's still beautiful. But for a while, it wasn't. During the war, things changed. There were beautiful, beautiful countrysides, beautiful fields. And then the fighting began. And there were bombs dropped and artillery shells fired and men fighting on the ground and dying there on the ground. And there was this one particularly beautiful field that had been full of red poppies. And now the ground was just mud. There were trenches and holes and tunnels that the soldiers had to dig to stay hidden. And it was just devastated. And at the end of that war, a Canadian soldier noticed that even though the ground had all been destroyed and all the flowers had died, the next summer, the poppies began to grow again. Poppy seeds are very resilient. They can live in the ground for a long time. And as soon as the sun came out again and nobody was running on this field, the poppy seeds began to grow. And where there had been such terrible devastation, there was now again a beautiful field of poppies amongst the graves of all the soldiers who had been buried there. So he wrote this poem about this. And at the end of the poem, which Lauren mentioned earlier, he asked people to never forget what had happened there, to be like the poppies, to remember the soldiers who had died there. So months later, an American woman named Moina Michael read the poem in a magazine. And she was so touched by it that she decided that she wanted to always wear a red poppy in remembrance of those soldiers who had given their lives in the war. And so she went out and she bought all the red poppies she could find, 24 of them. And she wore one and she gave the rest away and told people why. And pretty soon everybody wanted one. So she had to find other people to make them. She bought all of the ones in the area and she had other people making them, and still they couldn't keep up. So a woman in France heard about this, and she found a company in France who could make them, and they started selling them all over Europe and all over the United States, and nobody could keep up. So in 1920, when soldiers were coming home from the war, the American Legion, which is an organization of veterans, people who have fought in the war, they were coming home and they didn't have jobs. So they took over the job of making the paper poppies so that there would be plenty of them so that everybody could buy one to remember. When they first started selling them, they were a penny. And the money went to support the families and wives of the soldiers who had died. So by the time I was a little girl, about 40 years later, the veterans in the American Legion were still selling these poppies every year around Veterans Day in November and around Memorial Day in May. And we always bought and wore those poppies. Now, I have not seen any of those in a while. Have any of you seen those? You have. They still do it. Okay, good. Well, I decided that I would still do it. So I have a poppy that each of you can wear to show remembrance of those who made a sacrifice.